Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free. It's the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. The number for you, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you'll find that there are a lot of features available on that site there, completely free. So once again, freetalklive.com. Thanksgiving Day show. You're welcome to tell us what you're thankful for. You can comment on the original story of Thanksgiving, excuse me, which we told you earlier tonight. For those of you that are just tuning in, if you missed it, you can actually download, of course, the archive later, or just go to lourockwell.com. It's right there at the top of the page today, and it's a great story that basically shows the difference, the stark, striking difference between different types of economic organization. The guy that wrote the article described it as basically saying the reason what really happened was the pilgrims were starving. Because they had a system of wealth redistribution that was being foisted upon them, where they were forced to put all of the stuff that they produce in the same common stock and then take out supposedly only what they need, and that resulted in people being less than industrious, resulted in shortages of all manner of product, and people starving and stealing and being, you know, just kind of slacking off, and it was just terrible. So they changed the system to where people could actually own some land. They could decide what to plant. They could keep the efforts.
Their family would keep the efforts of their own labor, and that's going to result in people working harder for their family unit.
We're hearing about actually happening in Cuba now, where they're allowing some farmers to decide for themselves what to grow.
They're actually allowing property ownership now, too.
Is that right?
Yes.
So when people can actually benefit from their labor directly, they have more of an incentive to do it. They have more of an incentive to put time in, to invest, to think, and to to strategize and to make things work as best as they possibly can, because they benefit. And that's okay. It's okay to, some people look at that and they say, well, isn't that selfish? Well, it's okay to take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, how can anyone be taken care of by you? How are you valuable to the people that are hungry or poor or sick or whatever? How can you offer anything to those people if you yourself are hungry or sick or poor?
If one's concern is the elimination of selfishness, then one is probably going to come up with some system like socialism. I've got that. However, when dealing with human nature and as it exists, the fact is that what we've seen so far is when these hard socialism sort of things have been tried, and by hard I mean in this case the story we were telling was very socialist. Everybody put all their stuff into a common pot, and then everybody took what they needed out of that common pot, and that's what happened. So when the results are that people don't work as hard when they have to put everything, when everything goes to everybody, they find that if they slack off, they're going to get just as much food as before, and that slowly productivity diminishes over time. Not even slowly, but over time, productivity diminishes. And
to bring up what Frank had brought up, the idea that the people were pursuing their theological ideas and pursuits, and that kind of conditions fosters that whole thing where I don't have to work, I can just be a monk, and I'm going to be taken care of, I'm going to be fed and clothes and housed and all that stuff, so I can just be an artist. I can just do whatever I want without regard for my own sustainability, because I'm being sustained.
I don't think there were a lot of artists among the Puritans and the Pilgrims.
I'm sure it's a factor.
Stark individuals.
That's true. I mean,
if you can have that lifestyle, they're going to try to achieve it.
Right. Why should I work if I don't actually get to reap the rewards directly of what I do? I'll just sit here and sew things all day or whatever.
The elders in the church mostly didn't work anyway because they were in charge. So they had their first pick of whatever was in the common pot, and then they had the best pieces of land and all that other stuff. So
that's the kind of the Thanksgiving story in a nutshell. I'm not going to rehash it much more beyond that. 855-453 is the number here. In fact, JJ, you actually had a news piece that you wanted to share about a law enforcement officer who did something heroic and was punished for it.
That's right. This story comes from rawstory.com. probation officer fired after supporting medical decriminalization, marijuana decriminalization. Joe Miller, who had worked as a probation officer for nearly 3 years in Arizona, was fired in December after adding his name to a Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP, letter that had supported a California ballot initiative to decriminalize marijuana. The American Civil Liberties Union of Arizona this week filed a lawsuit in federal district court on behalf of the former Mojave County probation officer, alleging that the county officials violated Miller's First Amendment rights by unlawfully retaliating against him. There's no question Mojave County officials targeted Miller based on his political views, mm-hmm. said ACLU of Arizona cooperating attorney Daniel Bonnet.
Wow, the ACLU got in on that.
Good.
Awesome, man. Yeah.
Government employees have a First Amendment right to speak out on matters of public concern, and retaliating against them for exercising their free speech rights is simply un-American.
You know, you wouldn't know it by actually talking to them, because if you talk to government employees frequently, if you ask them for, go ahead, share your opinion on this issue, whatever issue, doesn't matter what it is. Frequently, they will just back away and they will say, I can't do that. I can't tell you how I feel. I don't have an opinion, or cover up, you know, in some way.
So either they don't want to talk to you, or they don't, or they believe that. And I think to some extent they do believe that. I've heard many people in the military say things just like that. Look, I'm property of the United States government. I don't get to have an opinion.
You know, it right. smacks of the whole party line politics, where you look at the Nazis, and everybody was, you were either a party member, or you were an outsider, a rebel. You weren't in
yeah.
with the crew. And this whole idea of government and bureaucracy smacks of the whole, well, I just maintain the party line, and I can't really comment as to what my own personal beliefs are, but the party's beliefs are this. And that's kind of what the state seems to be coming right now.
Yep, and the reason for that, whether it's spoken or unspoken amongst the party, or in this case the state,
right.
is that you step out of line, you'll be punished. They know this, and there's evidence of it.
Our
friend Brad Jardis, he did the same thing. He joined Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. In this case, the guy just signed a petition or something. Brad Jardis actually joined Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, became a speaker for them. Of course, you can learn more about Law Enforcement Against Prohibition at leap.cc, leap.cc. But he came out of the closet, so to speak, in favor of ending the insane war on drugs. And it was a little while before they got around to it, but eventually they did proceed to punish him, and they did proceed to go after his career, and they attempted to have him fired. Now, he actually successfully avoided being fired because he had a bunch of liberty activists come out to support him at the hearing, which they originally tried to make closed, but he insisted that it be public. And
he knew the law.
Right. That, you know, like 50 or 60 liberty activists came out to support him. They ended up, the board of selectmen in that town that in which he was working decided to retain his services at that point as an officer. But that didn't mean that him going to work was going to be any easier, because he still has to work with all these other a-holes that that hate him.
Right. He spoke against the party line, and the party itself, the rest of his co-workers, those who still believe in this ideology of the state is great, whatever it is. They, of course, think of him as a heretic.
Well, I don't even know what they thought about the state necessarily, but in this case, the police, and especially and the police union, these were all members of the police union, understood, and I think strongly understood, that their jobs are in danger if they don't support this war on drugs.
Mm-hmm. Miller added his name to a LEAP letter in June that endorsed California's Proposition 19, an initiative on the state's November ballot that would allow adults to possess and grow small amounts of marijuana for personal use. 31 other law enforcement officers also signed the letter.
Wow.
Despite the letter's disclaimer making it clear that he was not speaking on behalf of the county, Miller was terminated because he, quote, failed to maintain neutrality in action and appearance when he gave permission to the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition organization to include his job title and department. Deputy Prohibition Officer, Mojave
Failure
County.
To maintain neutrality. I've been at plenty of these hearings that they've had for like legalizing marijuana or medicinal marijuana, and the cops come out and yeah. they favor the continuing prohibition, so they're clearly not neutral.
If bureaucrats had to be neutral, then why don't they get a vote?
More coming up here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. People in government should be able to speak out and not be punished.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute, with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
My mother and father come over to the house quite often. My father came over to the house, went into his pocket and pulled out a handful of money and began to pass it out to the children. You know, he made the announcement. Now let's see if Granddad has any money for these wonderful children. Well, five children came from everywhere. My father began to pass this money out. And I thought, this is the same man who, when I was his child, I would ask him for 50 cents. This man would tell me his life story. I asked my father to give me a dollar for the school picnic. He told me how he killed a grizzly bear with his loose-leaf notebook.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in to the toll-free number. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything. That's the point of this program. It's the live Thanksgiving Day edition, and we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE. More coming up here in a moment about the situation with the police not being allowed to express themselves, being punished, even fired for expressing their opinion. But first,
Thanksgiving is a day that we celebrate having plenty. But there are times when people don't have plenty, whether it's from an unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters. It's just to name a few of the things that can happen. It's good to have some food on hand, especially food that will store for a long time so you don't have to think about it. Food that can store for 25 years in its own metal Mylar pouches that you can prepare with nothing but hot water. Actually, you can prepare it with cold water if you had to. It just take longer for it to sort of soak in. That comes in a big plastic tote that makes it easy to store. You can get that from wisefoodstorage.com. So all you have to do is use coupon code FTL, get a free sample, and try it out. Before you do anything else, get a free sample of this food. It's great. It tastes awesome. Use promo code FTL. When you decide to order, you'll get no-cost shipping and 10% off just by using the coupon code FTL. It's wisefoodstorage.com. Call 855-FOODWISE. Wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE. I have this stuff on hand, and I think it's great, and it makes me feel better that I do. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE.
Now, it isn't necessarily like this everywhere, but it certainly is like it in enough places to make it so cops and other government bureaucrats are scared to death to actually come out and express their opinions if their opinions differ from the official party line of the state. And that's what you're sharing with us, JJ.
That's right.
A California police officer has been fired.
No, he's an Arizona county probation officer, but he signed a letter in June that supported and that endorsed California's Proposition 19, which had nothing to do with the state he's in.
Right.
So he works in Arizona.
But even if it did, he should be able to have opinions about the things that he's being told to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. And he signed this, and this doesn't seem like he joined it. He just added his name to a letter. It's not like he is in Libra.
Right.
You know, I'm not 100% certain. I think you should be able to have, as a government employee, your opinion. I'm not 100% certain that I think the government employees, if they, it seems like a conflict of interest if they're going to use the government to get what they want. But the one thing you can be certain of is if this guy would have signed a petition against Proposition 19, that there would have been no problem. And so this is the targeting of an opinion. As far as I'm concerned, government employees, wanting to expand the government or even contract the government, it's a conflict of interest, especially the expansion of government, is a conflict of interest because they're voting for their own jobs. I'd love to be able to vote to make it so that every man, woman, and child had to subsidize Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
But that would be ridiculous.
Of course.
It would also be wrong.
It would be wrong to vote for it. I suppose voting for it would be wrong if you vote for a larger government. Yeah.
So the story just finishes up right here with a quote from Mr. Miller. I was terminated not because my service was inadequate, but because my views on drug policy didn't align with those of Mojave County or superiors in the probation department.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just think about this. If they actually had, let's just presume this was Arizona where this was happening, where he works. If they actually had drug decriminalization, even just marijuana decriminalization, if that actually happened, it would be a huge hit to the probation department.
Oh, yeah.
Because, remember, probation is simply a system that is designed to get people back in jail. And that's all it is. If you've ever been in jail or ever been in prison, there are people coming through there constantly. They're coming back in because they got violation of probation. And a bunch of them get violated because they failed a drug test. And why are they failing the drug test? Many of them are smoking pot, and so the fact that pot might actually become legal or decriminalized in some way would mean that they could no longer drug test people for that. One of the most popular ways to violate somebody's probation, and so therefore maybe they wouldn't have as many government employees working in the probation department. Certainly, if you ended all drug prohibition, it would be a huge hit to the probation department.
That's right.
I mean, this is one of the most useless government programs. It could be. You want to talk about cutting the size of government? You could cut the probation department entirely, and everything would be fine. There's no reason whatsoever to have a probation department. All they exist for is to give a hard time to the poor guys who are getting out of jail, trying to get back on their feet, but they know that they can't do very much because they know that there's a good chance they're going to VOP, and they're going to go right back in. So they're living with this axe hanging over their head, and they know because of their experience in jail that guys are VOPing all the time, and so when they leave jail, they're under the expectation that they're going to come back. There was one guy that I was in jail with who was getting out around the same time as I was, who said he expects to be back because his situation was he you know, he has no friends left. He thought his friends were in his drug world, but they weren't, because when you go to jail, you find out who your real friends
right.
are. None of
and
his drug buddies came to visit him. The only people who came to visit him in jail were some of his family members. His family lives in Massachusetts. So he wants to go and live and work in Massachusetts. But the probation system, in all of its wisdom, decides that part of the probation is you've got to stay in New Hampshire. So for some reason
they get more. They get money from the probation. The probation department gets money
correct.
From probationers.
A
so.
Certain money, a certain amount each week or each month, I believe, is what they have to
So they
pay
make
out.
It difficult in order to switch. You can switch, but it can be difficult.
Right. He said that he can beg Massachusetts to allow him into their probation system, but he didn't seem too certain as to how effective that would be. And if Massachusetts wouldn't let him in, he said he's going there anyway because he's got nowhere to live. He's got he's got nothing in New Hampshire for him, and everything is for him down in Massachusetts.
I'd rather live in poverty in New Hampshire and not in jail than I would run off to Massachusetts.
Most frankly. Of these guys would rather be in jail. Most of them, and I don't blame them, I would rather be in jail than on probation.
Okay,
probation
yeah,
sucks.
A lot of people do make the decision to take jail over probation.
They come into your home anytime they want. Search absolutely everything that you have. You can get a VOP because, let's say, a lot of these guys have nothing when they get out of jail. They've lost their job. They got no friends left. They're coming out to nothing except for whatever family is willing to take them in. So you move back in with mom and dad. Okay.
Sure.
Probation officer shows up at your house, goes through all your belongings, goes through the refrigerator. Oh! You've got a bottle of beer in this fridge. That's a violation of... But it's not mine. It's my dad's beer. Oh, that doesn't matter there, kid. You're coming back to the clink.
That is not an inaccurate statement.
Even if you're telling the truth, even if it really is your dad's beer and you weren't drinking it, does not matter. VOP, you're back in the cage.
We talked on an earlier episode, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, where we had said that 1% of the people in this country, the United States, this area, are in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we also found out that 3% of people are involved in the system itself through parole and probation.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's a lot of people.
And what about the ones that have been, that are living with the looming threat of, it's more difficult to get a job and all that other stuff. So and it's incredible. The amount of people that the United States incarcerates, it's become an industry. It is the prison industrial complex.
Yeah, and that's all that the probation office exists for, is to give bureaucrats jobs and to keep funneling people right back through the doors of the prison. They never have a chance to even get a foothold in life, and why should they bother? There's always the chance that they'll get a VOP and be right back and lose their current job.
I'd still take probation over prison.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and it is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we've got ourselves a toll-free number for you. You can dial in, bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Invite you to the website, freetalklive.com. Get interactive over at the PBS. It's our forum where you can chat with other Free Talk Live, or interact, post messages, rather, with other Free Talk Live listeners. We have a chat room, but that's separate from the BBS. So go to bbs.freetalklive.com, get interactive, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about filing a lawsuit or defending yourself against a lawsuit and then changed your mind because it's just too expensive to deal with lawyers, it's easier just to settle or let it go? Well, Jurisdictionary is a course for you. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules, how to make motions, get hearings, causes of action, courtroom objections, affirmative defenses, the language of law, and that's important to know. Until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. You can't win. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. It's a comprehensive course, but it's written in a way that it's accessible to most folks. Visit the jurisdictionary.com website. Download the free tools they have there for you. There's a bunch of them. Weekly tips and tactics newsletters, legal flow chart, legal dictionary, videos. You can buy the course there. Jurisdictionary.com. When you do, remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out to let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. It's a great course.
Yep. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. So we've been talking about the police and government bureaucrats and how they are prevented, basically, by the threat of losing their jobs, or maybe if not that drastic of a punishment, maybe some sort of on-the-job punishment like the police, for instance. If the police come out in favor of ending the war on drugs, which is, of course, the sensible, moral thing to do, then they might, maybe they won't lose their job, but they'll be restricted to the overnight shift forever. Or they'll never get a promotion.
A lot of cops like the overnight shift.
Okay, but a lot of people don't like working overnights. So I think it's generally considered to be, you know, one of the worst shifts out there.
I don't know that that's necessarily true with police officers. Okay. My experience with them isn't that's not necessarily true. Overnights is when
most
the action
human
is...
beings that I know don't want to work overnights. It sucks.
True. But so, also people don't want to do nothing. And that
why do you think they start cops on the overnight shift?
I don't know that they necessarily do.
They do.
Probably because that's when the action is, and that's when they'll get the experience.
I would say it's probably because that's when most cops don't want to work. But okay. Maybe a cop can call in and explain to us what the real story is at 855-450-FREE, or somebody who's formerly been a police officer. But this is all not just something that affects the police. It's something that affects a lot of government employees. Many of them always, you know, they will keep their mouths shut when being interviewed about things if their opinion might happen to be contradictory to what the, you know, the accepted status quo is, or whatever it is that the government people are supposed to want, which is more government, of course.
Right. Now, I think the government is good about a lot of things in that when they want you to conform, they're really good about getting you to sacrifice a lot of your humanity and a lot of your individual characteristics and qualities in order to fit into the uniform of whatever agency you work for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like you walk into your government position, you become a part of the machine, and you're supposed to leave part of your emotion, your conscience, and your thoughts and feelings at the door. When you put this hat on, You're not a human being anymore. You're a part of the state. You're part of the machine, and you ought to act like that because anything less is unacceptable.
Yeah, you're part of the team now.
Yeah, you'll be harmed in some fashion.
Nothing worse than violating the orthodoxy, right?
So, since we're on the topic of cops, there's a piece over at Lou Rockwell called "An Open Letter to the Police" from Joshua Katz. He writes to the police, "The time has come for you to make a choice. You must choose where you stand. You must take a stand and decide what society you wish to live in. Do not tell us that you follow orders. We dealt with that one decades ago. We don't want to hear that policies are set far above you by those with more power than you. They have no power without you."
That much is true.
"You are their power. Without your willing participation, they are nothing more than miserable creatures talking to the walls in overly decorated rooms. You convert their statements into physical actions. You decide which orders to follow and from whom. It's your call. We know why you joined the force. You wanted to protect the weak and the innocent from the strong and vicious." I think that's true of most cops.
I think it's true of most. I mean, there's certainly a personality type that's drawn to the position because there's power there. And
those cops exist, yeah. Yeah. The badge heavies. You desired, Katz writes, you desired a society.
But by the way, even the ones that are badge heavies believe that they got in, you know, what the story they tell themselves is that they got into it in order to protect the innocent.
They're certainly not going to admit to wanting to be sadists and get away with it. So you know why you joined the force. You wanted to protect the weak. You desired a society where justice is done, the guilty punished. You abhor the use of violence against women and children. You wanted to stand for good, protect those who need protection. Are you doing this now? Have you noticed the decline over the past few decades in public regard for your profession? When I was growing up, the friendly police officer was a part of our neighborhood. Children aspired to grow up to be policemen, and the job was respectable. Seeing a police officer nearby meant safety. Today, citizens are fearful of you. When you drive by, they shudder, the innocent as well as the guilty. A policeman in close range is no longer reassuring. Citizens today worry that they'll be assaulted, be electrocuted, or, in other ways, be harmed by their former public servants. Children worry that they'll raise suspicions. Your job has changed from keeping the peace to enforcing various arbitrary bureaucratic diktats. Have you wondered why? You're the hired muscle of a small group. You no longer work for us, but for an alliance of businessmen, politicians, and bankers. They are determined to make society over in the vein they wish to see it. You are their muscle, their enforcer, and this is why the public no longer respects you, but rather fears you. It's why your ranks have become full of sadists, uninterested in the tasks that motivated you to join the force. It explains the orders you've been receiving. Perhaps, though, you are thinking that the men you take orders from know best. Look around you. Is our society better than it was 50 years ago? Are we better off? Are we a more moral society? Take a drive down any of our highways in your cruiser, but this time, rather than looking for speeders, take a good hard look at what you see. Count the billboards advertising drivers to part with their hard-earned money for a small thrill. Notice how much of our economy is simply entertainment, playgrounds for grown-ups, designed to take away the boredom and disillusionment we all feel. How many psychiatric offices will you see? How many people stream in and out of those offices each week, perfectly healthy, except they need a vial of pills to get over the pointlessness of their lives? Can a healthy society ever be one in which most adults take antidepressants? Will you see these obese? Will you see the obese people lining the sidewalks? After your drive, study what has happened to our food chain and how the government has influenced it. As you drive, notice the traffic patterns. Don't use your lights. Drive as the rest of us do. When I question the need for government, I'm often referred to roads as a prime example of the good done by government. Drive through a metropolitan area, if there is one in your jurisdiction, and observe the traffic patterns. Ask yourself if government has done a good job with the roads. Are the cars moving and merging in ways that seem safe? Are the roads designed to serve the driving public, or do they seem designed to facilitate the movement of weapons first, to make access to major corporations easier second, and the safety and comfort of the public a distant last concern? Ask yourself what it would feel like to drive down that road as a civilian. Notice that when you aren't in the mindset of giving orders, driving becomes a matter of being given orders almost constantly. Signs direct you, under threat of physical violence, to move in certain ways. Is a healthy society one in which citizens receive constant orders and threats? In a decent society, would every sign indicate prohibited? Drive the speed limit for a time. Do you feel quite sure that going faster would be unsafe? Of course we know that's not true. Cops speed all the time. Yeah, they, of course, they get to use the excuse that they're the professionals.
Well, they go on family trips. They take cars. They know that that if they hand their wallet over with their driver's license on one side and the badge on the other, the chances are very, very slim of them getting tickets. They're essentially, and not entirely, but essentially, they've got a veil of protection from their other, you know, folks in their profession as far as getting tickets go. They're not going
to
do it.
There's more coming up here. He's going to wrap up his letter to the police, an open letter to the police. We'll also take your calls as well at 855-453. The remaining moments of the live Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live are coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you and your thoughts. If you call in now at 855-450-FREE, you're welcome to share whatever you want with us. It's the Thanksgiving Day edition of the show. And I don't know if you all want to share what you're thankful for. You're welcome to consider that and do it here as we wrap things out in this final moment, this final segment here.
You know, I don't want to sound trite, but I'd have to say that I'm thankful for our listeners. If it wasn't for the listeners, then I wouldn't be able to have the great life that I have. You know, specifically, you know, the listeners that really stick with the show, that listen on a regular basis, that purchase the products that the advertisers advertise, that, you know, that participate with Free Talk Live, promote Free Talk Live, you know, amplifiers. Those people are the ones that make my life the way it is possible, and it's awesome.
I appreciate all of the listeners, but also all of our advertisers who also really help Free Talk Live
sure.
out. And you know, we kind of have three customers in this business. They're the listener, or they're our customer, because if we don't put a good product out that they like, they're not going to listen. They're not going to tell their friends. The advertisers, you know, we've got to give them something good on which to advertise that has listeners. So certainly the listener is the most important, I think, aspect. But also our radio stations and all the great folks yeah. that work for them and that help get our show out to new ears that haven't sought us out as many of our internet listeners do. So thanks to everybody who's involved with helping and supporting and listening to this show.
What about your co-host that really makes your show listenable?
You know what? You're pretty great too, Mark.
That's right.
And
wow.
JJ and
yeah.
everybody else. But I thank you every night.
You know that you do. You thank me every time. It's so weird to have you thank me for the show that's paying my bills. I don't know, a strange experience, but you do every time when I leave the studio. You know that cigarettes will... Well, they kill people. You've been probably thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier than, well, regular cigarettes. Listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will already, by switching to the e-cigarette, save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better. How about a free starter kit? You can get a free starter kit just by purchasing 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. There's free shipping on all orders over $60 or more, and a starter kit, and the 40 cartomizers are over $60, so you get free shipping and a free starter kit by going to Vaporsmiths.com or calling 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Use coupon code FTL.
A few more thoughts here from Joshua Cass at LouRockwell.com and his open letter to the police, and then we'll take your phone calls at 855-450-FREE. He writes to the police, people move in constant fear of, quite by accident, violating some rule or other and suffering a penalty at your hand. When you issue a ticket, who is enriched by the fine? Is it you, or is it the faceless bureaucrat who issues your orders? Are you punishing evil behavior or a simple inability to follow the many arbitrary and contradictory rules? Why should you spend your time taking money from a man who drives safely, but in excess of a number posted on a sign, and delivering that money to men who spend their time planning mass murder? The men you serve have had their chance. The world we have today is the one they have delivered. Have they done well?
Theirs is a world in which some are forever rich at the taxpayer's expense. Others are forever poor due to regulations preventing them from improving their lot. You are not a leader. You're not a CEO, and you will never be paid as one is paid. You will never be granted access to the ruling class. Your assigned lot is to remain forever hired muscle. You're working class, what Occupy Wall Street calls the 99%. Why do you serve those whose lot is different? You work hard and want a peaceful world. They start wars and collect their bailouts. Why do you choose to protect them? Speaking of Occupy Wall Street, they've been cleaned out of the park. Men like you were ordered to remove them, ordered by a Wall Street billionaire. How much of his money was made honestly? My guess is none of it. He lives on bailouts and demands that you and others like you use violence to eliminate anyone who calls him on it. Right or wrong, do you think they should have had the chance to speak? Do you think it was correct to order the use of weapons and SWAT teams against peaceful protesters? How do you feel when that took place in other countries? Why is it any different when it takes place here? It's time for you to consider where you stand. The government is force, not eloquence, not reason. The symbol of government is the barrel of a gun, the gun you hold. The government has allied with carefully selected men, not with you, to siphon wealth from the rest of us and award it to the selected ones. They regard you as the unthinking, uncaring tool of their desires. They will rip us off, trample on our rights, and you will carry it out, all without gaining a thing for yourself. Will you prove them right, or will you stand against this? Will you join us in calling for a free market, or one where some participants do not get bailed out while others get regulated into oblivion? Will you join us in calling for freedom, or will you help them to keep their boot directly over our throat? You are one of us, not one of them. Do not continue as their deluded tool. Return to your mission of protecting the innocent from the depredations of the strong, and protect us from government by bailout.
You know, the politicians really aren't the strong, and he pointed it out earlier in the article. It's the cops that are the strong.
They protect the politicians, essentially.
They do. You know, they've got the guns. They have the ability to use them with impunity, close to impunity. And it's just the way that it's the money that the politicians take that makes them strong, because then they pay off the police.
I would add something to this briefly, and that is that the reason many cops don't do what he's suggesting is because they are afraid.
Yep. And it speaks to what I talk about with the police, in that their tool is fear. So they have a very intimate relationship with fear, because they're always applying it, they're always using it. At the same time, I think they are extremely susceptible to that same tool that they use. That energy they constantly put out of fear and intimidation is the same energy that keeps them in line. It's that fear of their fellow police officer, fear of their higher up, fear of that politician.
And look what happened to the guy in Arizona. He spoke out.
Right.
Lost his job.
And who would want to lose this thin blue line caste system sort of benefit package they get? Who would want to lose? Who would want to give up on this sheer power?
Right. They're not the most powerful, but they are, the next tier down. And that's, that must feel good to some of them. Let's talk to Omar. He's in West Virginia listening to WVTS in Charleston. Hey, Omar.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I was listening to you saying, people get, now they fear police. You know, I don't really fear police unless I'm doing something wrong.
Really? You don't get that lump in the back of your throat as the cop pulls on his cherries behind you on the
road?
Even
if you see him.
Well, I mean, they're doing a job also. And it's a job that we need to have.
Well, it'd be nice to have peace officers, but I don't think we need people being thrown in cages for having plants in their pockets.
Don't you agree that if a police officer, they don't have to follow their own laws?
Really, when it's just you and them, they pulled you over, they can really do the law that they want to do.
That much is true.
That's where you can get one that is a genuinely, an all right guy. He would take it case by case
and not
you be another guy.
That much is true, but one wonders why he's making that decision. And if, for instance, you pull out a wallet that has your police badge in it, you're pretty reasonably certain he's not going to give you a ticket. I mean, they had there's cameras been out where they watch cops roll through stop signs and then give tickets to people for doing the same thing. Do you really think that the world would slip into anarchy if people were able to roll through stop signs?
I believe it would be unsafe.
You think that you have to come to a full and complete backstop in order to be safe?
Regardless, I mean, that's you're getting in the weird arguments that the job that they do ought to have competition in the marketplace. That's the key factor here. They do a job from a monopoly standpoint. And because of that, they have no accountability. There is no accountability for a monopoly. They can't lose their customer base because they're the only ones providing the service.
But here's the thing. That people, everybody hates cops until something bad happens to them and they need to call them.
That's not always true.
That's not true.
So when something bad happens, have you ever had anything stolen and then tried to get the police to recoup it for you?
They don't give anything back.
That's right.
So the hell good is it to call
can
them?
You imagine in a place where you could hire somebody to get it back for you instead of having your money taken from you, forcibly in order to pay this group? You don't have enough money to hire private investigators and that kind of thing in order to get your
property
back.
How about all
those
stories where people call the cops and then they show up and they arrest the people that called the cops?
Yeah.
Well, I have heard of that, but a lot of times people call cops for reasons that they shouldn't call cops for, and then they get arrested.
Well, no. There are people that call the cops for reasons that they thought they should call the cops for, and then the cops find a reason to arrest them that was completely contrary or completely different from the original reason that they were called for. Simply because
we're not claiming that we don't need protection, dude. What we're claiming is that the customer service that is provided in a monopoly system generally stinks. Would you disagree with that statement?
I agree with that totally.
Then do you also agree that police have a monopoly on the enforcement of laws in a given geographic area?
That's their job.
It is their job. That's what I'm saying, is that their job, as it is designed, is entirely inefficient and provides very bad customer service. You've agreed.
Well, okay, so I've agreed that in most monopoly situations...
There's good monopolies. There's good monopolies where people who are unaccountable for their actions actually work out, right?
Well, no, they're accountable for their actions.
They're not accountable for their actions. That's why they don't get tickets and you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why whenever they whenever they arrest people or burn houses down or hurt
their
people...
Their union protects them from their actions.
They get paid vacations, Omar. Call us back tomorrow night if you want to continue
this
discussion.
That's why people
we'll be on air tomorrow night. You can call us then. Talk to you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.